Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Poet and author Dearne Griefer, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
So, Dearne, Valentine's Day is coming up next week, so you're going to read us a love poem you wrote. But a love poem isn't just for Valentine's Day, is it? Do you like a love poem?
Oh my God, I do. I love love poems. And even like when you think of how they can carry that purity of emotion across centuries, I always think of things like, you know, things that we would have known from school, from Soundings, that old book we all had, like Yeats when he says, "I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly because you tread on my dreams." It's so stunning, isn't it? It's gorgeous, and there's something magical about it, you know?
Yeah, give us a few more there of your favourites.
Oh my God. Well, like, I suppose like Francis Brennan talking earlier about his favourite songs, we all have our own favourites. Mm-hmm. And one that I absolutely love is La Bahida by Nuala Nigonal. And I think because for me, I love love poems where there's longing alive inside it. You know, there's a sense of longing. And this is a poem that's really drenched in longing. And she says herself that the seed of it began when she was hitchhiking near La Bahida in County Clare. And I suppose you translate that La Bahida as, or La Bahida in Irish, as silken bed. And her poem starts out, get ready for this now, it is just stunning. The horoin labadich I La Bahida. So we would say in English something like, oh, I'd make a bed for you in La Bahida. And the poem continues from there. It is just unbelievable.
Yeah, I could even, you could even hear the yearning in the Irish of it too. So come
here.
So it's interesting you say about the longing and all that. Like, a lot of love poems can be about those early days of the romance when the longing is off the charts and everything. You can't live without the person for 5 minutes. Do the longer romances get much of a look in love poems?
I mean, I really keep a special place in my heart for those poems that are kind to a sense of longer love, you know. And Seamus Heaney has amazing, amazing poem that'll be familiar to a lot of people called Scaffolding. And the end of it, I just find so moving every time I read it. It's just a few lines that I'll read for you now. And it ends, "So if, my dear, there sometimes seem to be old bridges breaking between you and me, never fear, we may let the scaffolds fall, confident that we have built our wall."
Oh my God, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, stunning. But there is something really important about honouring that kind of long love, Brendan, because it's such a blessing in a life to have that kind of a long relationship, isn't it?
Yeah, do you write poems for your husband still?
I do, but like, I have to say now, he wouldn't be that into poetry himself, so I get to kind of do it undercover, knowing that he will have no more interest in reading the love poems that I'm secretly writing about him.
Really?
So, yeah.
Would you'd never give him one, no? Like, recite one for him?
I think he would probably just look at me like I had lost it, like there's love poems to him at home. But no, I do still write love poems about him. And I actually, I have one that I wrote recently that I'd like to share with you, if that's okay.
I'd love you to.
I hope he's not tuned in now because I'd be mortified. we're together 25 years, would you believe? But in this poem, it's the moon really who's looking in through the window at a couple who've been together for many years. And it's the moon who's painting a portrait of this long marriage of an oblivious couple.
Okay.
So the poem is called "The Skylight at Night." Midnight, the moon peered into our room, lifting its palette of cold, old light to paint us silverish, iced, grey bright. My squished lips, your thrown arm, your soft hair, my pale scar. Love, 1,000 times we slept through 1,000 slow portraits and never knew. But that slant glass gave us dawns to to those blazing mornings when we woke to snow.
Ah, dear me grief, that was absolutely gorgeous. Thank you so much. That's enough. That's
Thank
Valentine's
you.
Day done as far as I'm concerned. Now we move on with the rest of the year. And listen, kind of beautiful, intimate and kind of slightly filthy in its own way as well, dear. Thank you very
That's
much, dear me grief. We'll cleanse the air now with the Angelus.